Hey guys, I just received my bathroom and kitchen towel sets from K's Inspired. They are so cute, handcrafted with my monogram on them. I love it. For the kitchen set, I got a pot holder, kitchen towel, and an oven mitten, all for one great price. So go now and purchase yours at www.etsy.com/shop/K-Inspired Shop and receive 10% off your purchase with the code Florida Girl. All right, you guys, go out there and support your small businesses, okay? All right, talk to y'all soon. Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Good morning, guys. This is your girl, Tanya, at Florida Girl FM. And I want to say today is a day closer to my anniversary on my podcast. December the 16th of last year, I started my very first podcast here at Florida Girl FM. And I'm very proud of myself. So moving on to today's topic. Today's topic is about finding love in this pandemic holiday. Now, there's so many different ways of us doing this, you know, with social distancing, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer. This is getting kind of weird just coming on a date with someone in this way. So I feel like the best way of trying to find love out there is doing through the apps that they have out there. I'm feeling like that's the safest way at this point. There's nothing wrong with virtual dating. That's why we have FaceTime. We have Messenger where you can message someone and, you know, talk. So nowadays, it's making it a lot easier. Now, this was back in 1918 during the most dangerous time, the very first pandemic. I'm pretty sure that it would be kind of awkward to get, you know, around to doing so. So being that it's the holidays and we're all trying to look for that date to go to these great events that we may have with family or not, which, by the way, remember, we have to keep our social distance and no big group activities as much as possible. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a date night through via video, you know. So the first thing that you need to understand is when you're going on a new date with someone, you want to have your questions lined up, you know, because you want to know who you're dating, what is it going to be about, you know, all these great things. So what comes in mind to me is to ask them, you know, what are some of the random fun facts about you? That's one good question to ask someone because you can find more things about them. You know, are they really like into traveling, being a comedian, you know, what have you? So also the second question would be, do you like or have any pets? I mean, if you have a dog, you're going to want someone to love your dog the same way you do, of course, right? So that's one good, important question for all you dogs and cats and mice and snakes, whatever it is you got going on here with the pets, okay? And also, it'd be a good question to ask about kids if you're dating and you're single like me with kids, you know? Also, you want to ask, do you enjoy cooking? I think that's like a big thing nowadays because a lot of people want someone that could cook, that's good in the kitchen, or if they cook and they love food, you want to have somewhat similarities, right? Also, what would be a good question would be, what do you wish to learn or get better at? That's one good question I can say that I sometimes wonder, you know, because when you ask probing questions like that of someone, you get to know them a lot better, and then you'll find out a lot of great things, or you may find out some things that you, thank God, you had a chance to get away from. So just going on a date, knowing what to ask, so you won't ask, silly stuff that's not going to help or benefit towards your future with this person, or knowing if there is a future. Some questions you may want to ask, far as what's your favorite places to go? Who are your special people in your life? Because these questions help you get closer to understanding who you're dating and what they're about, and if they're worth a second date. Okay, so guys, be careful out there, and know who you're dealing with. Know, what you want, what your standards are, and if you have to, go back to some of my podcasts that I did earlier in this year, and that will help you with some of the tools. And I'll also be back with a second episode on dating while the pandemic, because of course, your girl is single as fuck, if you want to say it in that way. And I'm looking for love, so I'm gonna let you know how it works out for me. And not only that, we're gonna figure this thing out together with this pandemic thing. And hopefully this thing clears up by next year, so that when Valentine's Day come around, I'm gonna have me some great gifts. All right. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, and have a great day. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.